Old clothes, sheets, and other textiles make up about 10% of the garbage Durham collects from residents' homes and businesses and ships to a landfill 100 miles away. But as Rebecca Martinez reports, Durham has a new plan to help residents recycle their textile waste.
There's a nip in the air, and my husband and I are packing up our summer clothes and swapping them for cold weather attire from our storage bin. The items we don't wear anymore will go off to a local thrift store. But then there's the stuff that's especially well-worn.
Is it comfortable?
Not really.
So you're gonna get rid of it?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get rid of it.
I offer this bag of well-loved, stretched and stained socks and t-shirts to Diana Shark of the Scrap Exchange. The Durham nonprofit operates both a regular thrift store and a creative reuse center. Shark said she's glad to take nice, wearable items, but she politely declined my bag of rags.
If it's something that is in bad repair, I would say not to donate it to us and not to donate it to any thrift store, because the manpower to process that textile is a net zero gain. And if you can find another use for it in your own home, that would be great.
Shark says we should turn our old socks and undershirts into cleaning rags or recycle them. Raleigh has offered textile recycling for months, but it's a new option in Durham, and it's still pretty limited. The city has a contract with a company called Green Zone, which has set up a drop zone collection bin at the Waste Disposal and Recycling Center on East Club Boulevard. Liz Ward of Green Zone says the company collects shoes and textiles and sorts them into grades. Grade A items are resold secondhand, Grade B items are turned into industrial wiping cloths, and the rest becomes fiber to make new textiles. Ward said I was welcome to drop my bag of rags into the bin.
Absolutely. We can take items such as that, but having publicly centralized locations, we also hope that we get items that are more grade A and B as well. In order for textile recycling to work in bulk, you have to have a good mix of products.
The clothing drop is still in the pilot stage in Durham. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.